SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States says it's working hard to win the release of Americans being held in Russia.
This coming week marks 5 years of captivity in Russia for Paul Whelan. He recently said he feels abandoned by the U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the White House is committed to bringing him home.
We did in recent days put forward a serious proposal. The Russians rebuffed it regardless of what Mr. Putin says.
Kirby said the administration is also working to win the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. The U.S. says both men are being wrongfully detained. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli military says 14 of its soldiers killed in combat in the Gaza Strip over the weekend. It was some of the bloodiest days of battle since the start of Israel's ground offensive in late October, and a sign that Hamas is still putting up a fight. Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says social media and the education system have muddied the minds of American young people and their views toward Israel.
They have no idea where Gaza is. They have no idea where the Jordan River is. They have no idea of anything. They only know what they're getting on online in the form of, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of bots, and absorbing this and then spewing it out again.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. He says a recent Harris poll showing a strong anti-Israel sentiment among Americans 18 to 24 is, quote, deeply troubling. President Biden signing a new executive order aimed at targeting financial facilitators against the Russian defense industry. Order comes as the Kremlin trying to restock its military. This is SRN News. Is the Catholic Church headed for a possible split?
The last time it fractured was over 500 years ago, and papal indulgences were the key issue. This time, it's homosexuality. Pope Francis' decision to allow priests to offer blessings for gay civil unions has enraged numerous conservative bishops around the globe. One of them, Tomas Peta of the Archdiocese of St. Mary in Kazakhstan, has forbidden his priests from blessing homosexual relationships and has publicly admonished the Pope by name for his decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican district attorney has appealed a court ruling that determined an 1849 Wisconsin law does not ban abortions, a decision that has cleared the way for abortions to resume in the state. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky asked the appeal be heard in the state's second district court of appeals. This is SRN News. United States says reported cases of dengue globally increased tenfold over the last generation. Diana Rojas Alvarez of the World Health Organization.
WHO has assessed the risk of dengue as high globally, which what it means is that it requires the maximal attention and response from all levels of the organization to support countries around the world controlling the current dengue outbreaks and also preparing for the countries to respond to the upcoming dengue season.
Alvarez says a host of factors are contributing to the rise of cases.
The main drivers of dengue transmission are mostly social and environmental factors. So unplanned urbanization, population growth, and other factors that are related with the globalization process.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Jason Walker.